You're listening to
the Music Interval Theory Podcast with TC and Frank.
And we're live. Welcome back to another Music Interval Theory Academy podcast episode. Today, we're diving into the fascinating world of scoring workshops, specifically the incredible session we just had. I quickly want to reflect on some of our great moments. It was an adventure into the depths of musical creativity. First, I want to share an excerpt of the music we created to give you an idea of what it was like. Obviously, you can't experience the moving picture against the music, but you got an idea of the emotion and overall style. It's these moments that remind us of the power of music. In the workshop, we delved into some interval theory ninja tricks, spending a solid 3 hours exploring the nuances and complexities of musical storytelling. Yes, it was longer than anticipated, but every minute was well spent with valuable insights and great conversations with the participants. To those who joined us, your patience and engagement were truly appreciated. Together, we dissected a clip, breaking it down into segments to create a clear action plan. This work is crucial to focus purely on the creative side next. We discussed tempo, time signature, and the importance of having a solid plan before jumping into the first notes. Then the magic happened. We ventured into the three-step process: gathering, sketching, and developing. This process, very much like finger painting with music, allows for a direct and intuitive approach to composing. It's all about capturing the emotion from the picture and translating it into interesting music. We also tackled technical aspects, production tips, and shared our best practices. The goal was to demystify the process and encourage everyone to try their hand at scoring. Looking ahead, we're excited to announce an upcoming production add-on exclusive to our workshop participants. It's common that composers get notes from directors like, "Please make this have less energy," or, "I don't like the trumpets, please replace them with something else." We'll look into those directions and show examples of how to put them into action in the orchestration. And for those who are intrigued by this information and scoring, stay tuned. Most likely, we'll reopen the workshop in the coming weeks, offering another chance to jump into this musical journey together. Our goal remains to enrich the world with beautiful music. The Music Interval Theory Academy podcast is here to guide, inspire, and support you every step of the way. In the upcoming weeks, we'll even share an audio excerpt from the workshop on this podcast. Thank you for tuning in, and remember, music has the power to change the world. Let's create, explore, and keep the spirit of innovation alive in the music industry. Until next time, keep making wonderful music, and may your creative endeavors be fruitful. This is Frank, wishing you a fantastic day. See you in the next episode, and take care until then.
This podcast is powered by the Music Interval Theory Academy, your resource for getting clarity and confidence in music composition and orchestration. See you inside at musicintervaltheory.academy.